This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He was arguably America's first sports celebrity, and he certainly paved the way for the bad boy athlete. He is Tyrus Raymond Cobb. The Georgia Peach spent 22 seasons with the Detroit Tigers. Besides being a brilliant outfielder and base stealer, Ty Cobb had a rough reputation. Surly, mean, racist, someone who hated women and kids. How much of this rotten reputation is deserved? And what has been blown up and passed along from fan to fan until it's accepted as truth? My next guest did the research, explored Ty Cobb's life, and he came away with a somewhat different look at the Tiger legend. Charles Learson is a former editor at Sports Illustrated, and his new biography is Ty Cobb, A Terrible Beauty. Welcome to the program, Charles.
Happy to be here, Cindy.
As you started research for this biography, give us an idea of the Ty Cobb you expected to find.
Well, when I started, I was very much in the camp of most people. You know, I really got into this book simply because Ty Cobb was a major figure if you look at his numbers, his stats. But there hadn't been a major biography of him in about 20 years. And I just came in believing all the prepackaged assumptions about him, things I'd heard all my life, that he was a monstrous man and a racist and a misogynist, like you said. But once I got into the research, that started to fall apart and it started to crumble. And one thing I found very early on was that the really bad part of his reputation, the monstrous part, the racism part, all of that didn't begin until after he died in 1961, and it's based on no new evidence.
Huh.
So it's a very curious situation.
That is fascinating. So if you were talking about Ty Cobb in the 1940s and the 1950s, you found that that racist thing was not hanging around him.
Well, racism, you know, it's part of racism being in the culture that no one was really called a racist back then. And it took a lot. You probably had to be in the KKK. So that wasn't said about him. You know, the word racist didn't even really appear in the English language until the Civil Rights Movement. It was one of the little side things that I found, too. There was a word called racialist, which meant you had scientific theories about racial inferiority. But anyway, so he wasn't thought that when he was thought of as a very intense player and a very high-strung guy, and a guy who got in a lot of fights with his fellow players and with other people. Yes, that part of it was true. But he wasn't considered a monstrous man or a horrible human being until after he died. And one hack sports writer wrote a very scurrilous, untrue article that kind of snowballed into an avalanche of lies.
And you actually been taking aim at two previous biographers for fueling what you see as this push for outright lies or at least grave exaggerations. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Ty Cobb in his day was known as a very exciting player and a very, you know, he filled ballparks wherever he went. So he was, you know, beloved even by the opposite side. You know, people who liked to boo him turned out to see him. So in that sense, he was a very popular figure. But then he kind of went into a period of decline in terms of his reputation in the sense that, you know, the game changed and the big sluggers came on. He played a very different style of baseball in his day. So he kind of went into eclipse. So it became easy to kind of tell lies about him. And then when he died, it became, you know, very easy to tell lies about him.
The previous biographers, there were two in particular that you kind of call out for really fueling these inaccuracies.
That's right, Cindy. There was a guy named Al Stump who started with a magazine article really in 1961, a few months after Cobb died, in which he talked about working with Cobb on one of those as told to baseball biographies. And he claimed he stayed with Cobb every day for months and months, and he saw this drunken, crazy, vile man waving a gun around, and everyone in his family was afraid of him. And that was the beginning of the lies. Cobb wasn't around to defend himself anymore, and as people told and retold that story, they became more and more fascinated with it, and they embroidered upon it.
Hmm.
But even Stump didn't have the racist stuff in it. That came